وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about the concept of human being in the Holy Quran. In the previous episode, we talked about different dimensions of human being and we talked about the concept of soul and nafs in the Holy Quran. We talked about different functions of the soul. We said one of the functions is commanding to evil or vicious acts, al-ammaratu bisu. Another function is blaming, self-blaming soul, that the soul has it, and it's a good function if it works and functions in the proper limits of it. And then we talked about an-nafs al-musawwila, the justifying soul, the soul that justifies the wrong actions for the person so that the person does not see the evilness in those actions. And now we should arrive at an-nafs al-mutma'inna. If a person arrives at an-nafs al-mutma'inna, meaning that he's not at this stage of commanding soul, the person who commits sins, and he's not at a stage of self-blaming soul because he has not done anything wrong, and he's not at the stage of justifying soul because, again, he has not done anything wrong in order to need to justify it, then he arrives at the stage of an-nafs al-mutma'inna, the settled soul, or the soul at peace, or the peaceful soul. And this happens after years and years, continuous remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَتْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. When a person develops a habit and establishes this position of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every moment of his life, whether in pain or in pleasure, whether sickness or healthiness, whether in richness, when he is rich or wealthy or he's poor, doesn't matter the situation in life, he always remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in the moments that his soul commands him to do, to follow his desires, to do things that he likes, but then he remembers that they are against the wish and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he or she, such a person, would arrive at the settled soul. Then the soul of such a person is at peace. He's not fighting. There is no fight or conflict within his soul between the nafs al-lawwama and then an-nafs al-amara, or the conflict between an-nafs al-musawwila and an-nafs al-lawwama. No, he has arrived at a stable position, this position of being settled with whatever that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for him, has planned for him. And the verse referring to that is Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutma'inna at the end of Surah Al-Fajr. You all know it. Very beautifully the verse ends Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbika radiyatan mardiyah. Some experts in the exegesis of the Holy Quran, both in Sunni and Shia schools of thought, they have linked an-nafs al-mutma'inna with an-nafs al-radiyah, the stage of being pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being pleased with the person. So it's a mutual relationship. When a person is pleased with whatever that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has planned for him, has done for him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also is pleased with whatever that person has done, it's the highest stage, wa ridwanun min Allahi akbar, the greatest of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if this satisfaction that a person has. We should talk about that satisfaction in the next segment after the break.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In the first segment, we talked about An-Nafs al-Mutma'inna, and we said how it transcends all other souls, and we can count that as that final perfect or destination that we said in the journey of perfection Quran designates for people. And we said how Ar-Ridwan min Allahi Akbar that we have in the Holy Quran, Ar-Ridwan min Allahi Akbar, because generally when we think about the blessings of the hereafter, we think of like the blessings that there's a pleasure in them, and for example the things that people will have, food, and I don't know, that the peace that is there. What about the sense and feeling of satisfaction? Let me give you an example. For example, imagine that you have been invited to a party, and then there are people there, but one of these people is a celebrity, for example, a person that people love, that are fans of these people. And then there's this table of food, and people can enjoy themselves with the food and everything. But then when the party ends, people don't talk about the food. They talk about if they had got the chance to have a picture with that celebrity, for example, the person that was very famous, and or even if that famous person, that popular person, showed some respect, some attention to them. You see how people are crazy about that, like as if they don't care about the food, they don't care about, as if nothing else had happened in that night. But the fact that I had a chance to take a picture with that celebrity, with that person who is popular and keeps the picture, and other people who has access to the food, who had access to the food, but did not have access to that position beside and near that important person, they are not that much pleased, as if something is missing of their night. So the it's an analogy, just a metaphor, but we can see that for us as human beings, the food and the pleasures that we have are not the kernel desire. We need something else that we enjoy much more than other things, and that is the attention. And this attention is important. Where does it come from? If it comes from an important person, the most significant person of the whole history, if he gives attention to you, a special attention, then that is completely something else. But if it is not there, then as if a big thing is missing in the journey of the perfection. That is how Ridwan min Allah Akbar, the very fact that a person knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is satisfied with him, is a big, big thing in the overall sense of perfection for that person. So the verse says, Ya ayyuhan nafsul mutmainna, oh, the soul at peace, irji'i ila rabbik, return to your Lord. Radiyatan mardiyah, know that you are pleased with your Lord, and your Lord is pleased with you. Fadkhuli fi ibadi, enter to the company of my servants. And ibadi, interpreters of the Holy Quran, they say it's a very big honor, great honor, the attribution of servants to himself. It doesn't say Abadullah, it doesn't say Abadur Rahman, because we have that in other verses. But this one is not Abadullah, this is Abadi, as if it's an immediate, direct address. You're one of my people, you're one of my people in my company. And Wadkhuli Jannati, and enter to my paradise. Not Al-Jannah, not paradise, it is my paradise, a different level of paradise. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to follow perfection that He has planned for us. Thank you very much. Keep me in your du'as until next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على